Hi, I'm Adam Malik, Editor-in-Chief of Auto Service World, Cars Magazine, Jobber News, and EV World. I'm continuing our series of interviews with automakers from the Canadian International Auto Show this year in Toronto. We have Holly Broom, National Marketing Manager of Chevrolet Cars and Crossovers, talking about her company's role in educating consumers, supporting customers in EV transition, adoption strategies, and more. Here's the conversation.
All right, thank you, Holly, for talking with me. So the first question I have is, how do you see the role of yourself in educating Canadians around electrification and overcoming their lack of assuredness around electric vehicles? What do you see the challenges there?
You hit the nail on the head there, right? So it's education. We have to do a lot more education to help customers, Canadians understand what an EV lifestyle is, you know, how many opportunities or what the opportunities are for charging, right? I think about 85% of charging happens at the home. Once folks realize that, it puts less pressure on, you know, needing to understand the infrastructure when they're out and about on the road. And, you know, range is always a big factor in considering an electric vehicle. And we're standing beside the Equinox EV here, which obviously, you know, we announced today. Is expected to be the most affordable electric vehicle with up to 500 kilometers of range, right? So when you think about 500 kilometers of range and what that means for someone's daily driving, it creates a lot of opportunities to be able to adopt that in a lifestyle.
How do you go about getting the education out there? How do you put their minds at ease?
You know, in addition to our electric vehicles, we're also committed to helping them adopt that EV lifestyle. We have a plug-in promise at Chevrolet, which gives customers and those interested in getting an electric vehicle access to experts who can help them walk them through, you know, what it means to own an electric vehicle, you know, help them walk through the purchase process, adopting it into the lifestyle once they have it, but then also, you know, the maintaining maintenance steps of what it means to own an electric vehicle. So aside from access to experts, you know, we also have referral partnerships with QMerit that allows, take some of the pressure off of getting into an electric vehicle and setting up that home charging that is really important.
So you mentioned the maintenance end. I want to ask about repair because that seems to be a concern as well, is that there are concerns about getting repairs done on an EV, whatever it may be, just, you know, lack of technicians, for example, or just delays in whatever it may be, the supply chain or whatever it might be. How would you address those concerns?
I would say at Chevrolet, we have over 400 dealers across Canada, every corner of the country that are ready, trained, and investing in an infrastructure to be able to, you know, help customers with their maintenance at any minute, right? So we have a great dealer network that is ready to support Canadians.
So BC feel like this is being forced upon them sort of thing, you know, we're mandating this in there. What is your stance on that? But, you know, it seems to be that you're just, you know, you're providing what the demand is.
Yeah, I mean, I would say demand is strong, right? We had our record-breaking sales for both EV and EUV last year in 2023, best ever sales. So that goes to show that there is demand out there. And when you think about the electric vehicles that Chevrolet is bringing to market, they're in the three biggest segments in Canada, the compact, the midsize SUV, and the pickup segment with our Equinox EV, Blazer EV, and Silverado EV. So, you know, we've got it covered where customers want their vehicles and what their choices are.
What challenges do you think are in the way for greater electric vehicle adoption? Like, how do you get more people to buy an Equinox or Blazer or, you know, other GM offerings?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. A lot of barriers to entry are our range and affordability. And like I said, with the Equinox EV, it's expected to be the most affordable electric vehicle with 500 kilometers of range. So we're delivering a vehicle that is aimed to address the barriers that customers have.
What do you recommend to somebody who is unsure still about getting an EV or trying one? What do you recommend to them to, you know, ease those concerns that they might have?
Try it. Call a dealership. Like I said, we have 400 Chevrolet dealerships across Canada that are eager and ready and waiting to talk about EVs. Contact a Chevrolet dealer and get in to try one out.
How do you see electrification trending? Do you see, again, we're at about 10% now of BEVs. Are we past the early adopter stage? Like, how do you get now that next group of buyers into an EV?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say you're right. The early adopters stage is probably Starting to be on the downside, but we're moving into the early majorities. And like I said, you know, record sales with both EV and EUV last year. So we're just going to continue that sales success and evolve it right into our Equinox EV launching in the biggest segment in Canada.
Can consumers expect more model options? Now you've got the Equinox here. What can they expect of EV options from Chevrolet?
In the future, yeah, you'll have to wait to see what comes. I like your question.
And just any other general comments you want to make just on electrification? Do you have anything that the strategy or what you guys are doing to help in the transition towards electrification?
I mean, I would just say Chevrolet and our dealership network is committed to electric future, and we're excited for what it has to come.
All right, Paul, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning into this episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm Adam Malik, and we'll talk to you next time.